Hey, North Coast, my name is Chandler, and I work here on the Vista campus with the 11th to 12th grade high school ministry. What I'm sharing with you today is in Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is a really famous passage. It's a psalm written by David, and many of you are probably familiar with it. And when people read it, I think a lot of times we start toning out because we hear, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want," all this stuff. But I got the opportunity to read a book called A Shepherd's Look at Psalm 23. And if you ever get the opportunity to check out this book, I suggest you read it. So a lot of what I read in this book, I'm going to kind of walk through today in this passage. And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters and refreshes my soul. He guides me along the path or the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the darkest valleys, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." See, a couple quick things on this passage are, the first part is it says that we lack nothing, that when God is our shepherd, when he's the one leading us in this life, there's nothing that we need more than that. We're not missing something. It's not like we need God and a nice house and a 4K TV and all these other things. It's with God, regardless of how good or bad our life is, we have everything we could ever want. Then it says, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He quiets my soul, or he leads me beside quiet waters and refreshes my soul, that God provides sustenance, this sustaining life in himself. But also when there's tension in our life, God is this peace, he is the yoke that is easy and the burden that is light that will grant us peace in our hard times. It says that he guides us in the paths for his namesakes. And though, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of the death, as famously as it is put, that when we walk through these terrible moments in our life, that when the hardest storms come, that we sometimes get to feel as we are walking through it blissfully because we have God at our side. And this isn't saying that everything's gonna be easy, but when you have Jesus, like Paul talked about in Philippians 4:13, that we can do all things in Christ who gives us strength, that being taken in context means that we will have peace in all situations regardless of what happens because our God is walking with us, that we don't have to fear the valley of the shadow of death when our good shepherd is going to destroy anything that tries to attack us or hurt us. And so we get to walk knowing that in this life, yeah, people can hurt our physical bodies, but our eternal bodies, our eternal lives, no one can touch that because we are walking with God. And then he says, "I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." This is what a shepherd would do is they would hit a sheep with a rod and a staff to discipline them so they would know what's right and wrong, very much in the same way that we discipline dogs so that they behave the way that they're supposed to. If we think that we can do this life on our own, we're like a dog that's trying to raise itself and we don't act properly, but the owner who loves the dog, who wants it to act right, will discipline it so it acts the way it's supposed to. Same with the sheep and same with us. It says in Hebrews 12 that God loves us, so he disciplines us because he loves us, as a father loves a son, that his discipline is for our good, that we may share in his holiness, is what it says in Hebrews 12, that God cares about us so much that he says, "I'm not just gonna let you run and destroy yourselves in this life, I'm gonna discipline you so you know the right way to act, you know the right way to me, and that you walk on the right path." See, God loves us as much as a father loves a son, as much as a shepherd loves a sheep. And then it says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows." A shepherd would anoint a sheep with oil to clean them from bacteria and disease. And in our lives, we have a disease called sin. And it leads, when it is full grown, to death. But God has anointed our heads with oil with his blood so that we may be found in him. And I know that there's a lot of big terms and things that we use when coming to God. But basically what it means is, God is this good shepherd, as he calls himself in John, who when we have sickness in our own lives, when we run astray in our own lives, when we need to be sustained, when we need to be provided for, Jesus says, "I'm gonna cover that. I'm gonna make sure you don't get diseases or sickness. I'm gonna make sure you're not taken by death." And he says, "I will always provide for you as the good shepherd." So in our lives, we just need to start looking more towards the good shepherd, the one who is the fulfillment of everything that we've needed in our lives. Because when the Lord is our shepherd, it doesn't matter what else is in this life. All we need is him. Let's be led by Jesus as we go throughout our lives, and may we look to him as our good shepherd.